إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن ولا وبعد. My brothers, we were talking about the ayat of Surah Al Imran, and yesterday we mentioned the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب, where Allah said that verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the changing and alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for people of intelligence, people of understanding. In the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the awsaf, the sifat, the qualities of people of intelligence. And inshallah, we'll do that one at a time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, who are these people? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ, standing, sitting and lying on their sides. Now if we read this in conjunction with the earlier ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who are people of understanding, for them there are signs in the universe. And then Allah is saying, the people of understanding are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing, sitting and lying down. So it shows us that the first condition of being intelligent is to recognize your Creator. The first condition of being intelligent is to recognize who you are. Who you are in terms of yourself and your Creator, and what is that relationship. Only such a person can see signs in the creation. If you read these two, the first part of this ayat and the earlier ayat together, then it means that people of intelligence are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down, and only those will be able to see the signs in the universe. So those who see signs in the universe and recognize their Rabb, these are people of intelligence. Not people who see the signs in the universe and then they call it an accident, or they call it whatever, they call it evolution, or they call it, you know, mutation or whatever. Again, as I said yesterday, they get stuck in the how, they get stuck in the dynamics of the thing, in the mechanics of the thing, and they do not question and they do not drill down deeper into why it is happening. Only the one who understands that there is a Creator and that things happen by the will of the Creator, only he will get to the why. And of course, when you ask the question why, as I explained yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned why in the Quran and related it to our own actions. And that is why the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now see the beauty of the bayan of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala collected the entire nature of human life into three words. Qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Standing, sitting and lying down. This is the entire reality of human life. There is no fourth situation. You are either standing, meaning standing, walking, whatever, or you are sitting down, or you are lying down. Standing also is action, sitting is maybe reflection, you know, lying down is resting. So all ways in which we can describe our life has been collected in the Quran into three words, or three states of being. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, who is the intelligent person? Who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all these states of being. Whether he is standing, whether he is sitting, whether he is lying down. Whatever his condition might be. While standing, sitting and lying down, whether he is rich or poor, whether he is healthy or sick, whether he is, you know, wealthy or whether he is strong or weak, or whether he has power or no power, whatever. Irrespective of that, he continues to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second point to remember and remind myself and you is that when we say remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not merely talking about repeating some of the names and sifat of Allah, or reading the Quran or something by itself. No, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be constantly aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Suratul Alaq, does he not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching? So constant awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly being concerned about pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly being concerned about what are the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what do I need to do to obey those orders, constantly being concerned about not disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. All of these are part of يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. So, zikr of Allah in every aspect of it. Zikr of Allah in terms of the ta'alluq ma'allah, zikr of Allah in terms of the fiqh of our life, zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of understanding His orders and obeying those orders, because obviously it makes absolutely no sense that we say we are doing the zikr of Allah but we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simultaneously. Right? You're doing the zikr of Allah but you're disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simultaneously, because you're doing the zikr of Allah in a way which is not according to the sunnah, for example. That's one way in which you might say, how can I disobey Allah and do zikr of Allah? Well, one way in which we do the zikr of Allah but we do it in a way which is disobedience is when we do it in a way which is not the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right? For example, it is one of the common customs in this country, in this city, and you see these boards, even advertising boards, small boards with phone numbers written on it, where people are advertising and saying, if you want the khatam of Ayat-e-Karima, phone this number. So in all good faith, in all good intention, because you are a person who wants to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you phone them and then they will send you a bunch of kids, and those kids will come and they will sit and they will spread a long sufra, and on this they put tamarind seeds or some other kind of counting thing, maybe chana or something, Allah knows best, and then they count out and they read Ayat-e-Karima, by which is the ayah? They say, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. So this ayah, they repeat and they sit there and they repeat the ayah. Now, if you look at this, by itself, they are not sitting there and cursing, they are not sitting there and doing haram. They are repeating an ayat of the Quran. So you might say, well, what is so wrong about repeating the ayat of the Quran? They are not doing anything haram. What is wrong is the methodology. Ayat of the Quran is the ayat of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, if somebody says, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin, and if he says this with understanding, if he's saying what he understands what he's saying, subhanallah, it is very good, mashallah. This is the ayah which released Yunus alayhi salam from the confinement in the fish. Right? So it is an ayah which, inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it the means of removing the difficulty from our lives. But if you take the same thing and you convert it into a format which is not done by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that same thing becomes a source of punishment rather than being a source of benefits. So yadhkuruna allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim means to do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, take another one. How can you be doing the zikr of Allah yet disobeying Allah? I'll give you another example. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you hear the adhan, repeat the words of the adhan after the muazzin, and when he said hayya ala salah and hayya ala falah, you say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and then when the adhan is finished, he said send salat and salam on me, so you send the durood on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you do the dua of Adhan. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tama wa salati al-qa'ima aati Muhammadan al-wasilata wal-fadilata wa ba'su maqaman mahmuda wa atta. So what is the sequence? First repeat the kalimat of the adhan, then send salat and salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by reciting durood, and then you do the dua. This is the sequence which is prescribed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we find some of our brothers, what do they do? Before starting the adhan, they will say Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, and they send durood on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam before starting the adhan, and they have made it as a part of the adhan. Some of them you will find before the iqamat, they will say this durood and then they will do the iqamat. Now, by itself, one can be very liberal and say There is no limitation on when you can read the durud. So what is wrong if the muezzin or the imam or whoever reads the durud before the azan? Is it haram to read durud before azan? No, it is not haram to read durud before azan. But if you do this every single day, every single time you pronounce the adhan, every single time you pronounce the iqama, as if it is part of the same thing, then it's a different if it's a different situation altogether. Because now you are adding to the adhan something which does not belong to the adhan. Now, why am I saying all this? Because all of this is part of yazkurun Allah qiyama wa quda wa ala junubim. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing, sitting and lying down, refers to learning the deen so that we can practice the deen according to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us be very, very clear. There is a saying in English, all roads lead to Rome. All roads can lead to Rome, but all roads do not lead to Jannah. Only one road leads to Jannah. And what is that road? As-Siratul Mustaqim. And what is that Siratul Mustaqim? The road of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam only. Not anybody else's road. So if we want to go to Jannah, then make sure you are on the right road. Because if you are on the wrong road, no matter what you do, it is going to take you to some other destination, which is not the Jannah. And therefore, anything we do, there's only, Islam is very simple. Anything you do, ask only one question. Is this the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? If it is the sunnah, do it. If it is not the sunnah, do not do it. If you are in doubt, clarify. That is all. It's like, well, what's so complicated about that? Very simple. Don't fall into any argument about saying, oh, but you know, after all, what is wrong? It's not a question of whether you or I consider something to be right or not. We are not the dalil in deen. Your opinion or my opinion has zero value. What is dalil in deen is the qawl and the fi'l of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is his speech and it is his action. This is the dalil in Islam. If you want to know what is the right way to make salah, what is the right way? Which is the right way to do salah? Like the salah of Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, pray as you have seen me pray. We have to go back to the original, which is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, yazkuruna Allah qiyamam wa qu'udam wa ala junubihim, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is the sign, the first sign. And tomorrow we'll do the second sign. The first sign of al-ulil albab, the people of intelligence, is that they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down, which means that they are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down, which means that they are following the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, standing, sitting and lying down, because the sunnah is the proof of obedience to Allah. Why is the sunnah so important? Because the sunnah is the proof of obedience to Allah. If you say about somebody, so and so is obedient to Allah, what are you talking about? You are talking about whether that person is following the sunnah of Rabbi sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not. Because what are the sha'ar, what are the signs of obedience that you are going to look in that person? For example, you are going to say, does this person pray? Yes, he prays. What is the prayer? It is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you say, does this person eat halal? Yes, he eats halal, alhamdulillah. What is eating halal? It is the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Does he treat his family well? How does he treat his wife and children? Alhamdulillah, he treats them with honor, with respect, with kindness, with affection, with muhabba. This is the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How is this person in dealing with people? Does he curse and yell and scream or does he speak to people respectfully? He speaks to people respectfully, alhamdulillah. This is the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How does he drink water? How does he eat food? How does he sleep? How does he walk? Every single thing that you will look at a person to decide whether he is obedient to Allah or not is a part of the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is part of yadhkuruna Allah qiyama wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Somebody who is intelligent is somebody who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect of his life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us intelligence. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those he called intelligent, because he is the creator of intelligence and he knows what intelligence really is. It's not what you and I think, it is what the Creator defined. And the first part of the definition is the one who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down. We ask Allah to make us among those, and we ask Allah to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.